AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump met with Republican lawmakers today on Capitol Hill, trying to boost support to get the GOP reconciliation bill across the finish line. That package would slash key programs like Medicaid and ensure tax breaks for the wealthy. ABC's Jay O'Brien says House leaders want to vote on the measure by Memorial Day.
Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't appear to have the votes. Holdouts in his party, some calling for changes to Medicaid, others saying that they want a higher cap on the state and local tax credit. And then there are rank-and-file members who say they are concerned that this bill could change too much from the one that House Republican leadership promised them.
International pressure mounting for Israel to boost aid into Gaza. Yesterday, the first aid trucks rolling through for the first time in 11 weeks after Israel lifted its blockade. Several weather alerts, including the threat of tornadoes stretching from the south to the northeast. This past week's storms now blamed for more than two dozen deaths. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is set to begin mandatory milk testing in an effort to identify bird flu in cattle. According to a press release, the new national milk testing strategy is mandated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Wisconsin dairy farmers will be required to supply one milk sample monthly to the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab for testing. The goal is to identify any spread of the highly contagious disease and respond as quickly as possible to address it. A recent study on state funding for public universities found that the universities of Wisconsin dropped another spot in 2024, making it one of the least state-funded public university systems in the country. The study ranked the universities of Wisconsin 44th out of all 50 states in public funding, as Governor Tony Evers and system officials seek a significant increase in the next biennial budget for a total of over $850 million. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has previously said the UW budget request is unlikely to be approved. A Milwaukee man is facing multiple charges following an alleged chase through Washburn and Burnett counties this weekend. 42-year-old Dustin Michael Przybylski was charged with fleeing an officer and his fifth OWI offense. Authorities say the Saturday chase began when officers pulled Przybylski over for driving erratically on Highway 53 near Sirona before he took off. The police chase was terminated for safety reasons, but authorities later allegedly found him unresponsive in the vehicle in a ditch on County Highway H in Burnett County. The Wisconsin State Senate has approved a number of bills aimed at supporting residents in the Northwest region. The four bills were authored by State Senator Romaine Quinn of Cameron and will now be sent to the State Assembly for further consideration. State Senator Quinn says the bills aim to protect consumers from predatory financial agreements, provide assistance for Superior homeowners trying to replace lead service lines, support local counties with forest management by improving the job applicant pool, and improve efficiency in town governments. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers in Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night, thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanjay, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanjay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunshine replaced by the clouds as scattered showers and moderate rainfall moves in. Breezy winds continue to whip us, gusting out of the east around 30 to 40 miles per hour. High temperatures are stuck in the mid-50s. And rain still lingers tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, two swell Appleton gentlemen join me in the studio. First, comedian Rob Breckenridge, then owner of Appleton Cigar, our pal Norm Kopesky, is here to talk about Smoke on the Fox.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman
Welcome
Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. The let me just find the detail here, because this article has Penn without naming exactly what they are. Here, Penn America, that's what it's called. Okay, I thought it was more complicated than that. But anyhow, it's this group that defends free speech rights here in the United States. And they just organized a letter signed by seven free speech and civil rights organizations, including the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, of course, the Committee to Protect Journalists, Reporters Without Borders, the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University kind of helped pull this thing together. And the letter calls for universities, media organizations, law firms, and businesses to, quote, stand together in defense of the freedoms of speech and the press that are integral to our democracy. They note, and again I quote, in a little more than 100 days, President Trump and the agencies under his control have threatened First Amendment rights through a breathtaking array of actions. They have sought to control speech and association by imposing unconstitutional conditions on a wide range of federal grantees and contractors. And they're asking people not to bend the knee, right? They cite the example of the Associated Press being kicked out of the White House press room, which I believe is still the case because the Associated Press refuses to call it the Gulf of America. Jameel Jaffer is the executive director of the Knight First Amendment Institute. He says First Amendment freedoms will wither if institutional leaders don't assert and defend themselves. Gee, you think? I mean, this is a moment that is absolutely crucial in America. Trump now again threatening to sue CBS, threatening to defund NPR, taking One America News, which is a right-wing propaganda outlet, and having their content being programmed onto Radio Liberty and Radio Free, Voice of America, and all these, you know, Radio Free fill in the blanks, Radio Free Asia, whatever. This is just nuts. I mean, we're watching our free speech rights under attack at the same time these massive propaganda machines funded by billionaires like Rupert Murdoch are just spewing, you know, hate and poison constantly in an effort to basically destroy America, in my opinion, or at least destroy the traditions of America. And so, you know, these folks are saying enough, and I'm with them, enough. Meanwhile, the Justice Department is now investigating the mayor of Chicago, Justin Brandon Johnson. The mayor, and what did the mayor do that was wrong that led to this? Well, the mayor gave a speech in a church, in a black church, in which he basically bragged that he'd hired a lot of, you know, that he had, well, here's the phrase. He said, our administration is one of the most diverse administrations in the history of Chicago. And it is. It's 45% black, 25% brown, 8% Asian, 30% white. And so now he's being sued by the Justice Department. This is the third, by the way, attack on the mayor of Chicago by the Trump administration. They're suing him right now for hiring too many black people. They're saying he violated the Civil Rights Act because he was hiring people based on their race. And the fact that he went into this black church and talked about it or bragged about it, according to them, is proof that he's engaging in racial discrimination. They're also suing him for the sanctuary city policies that forbid the Chicago Police Department from participating with ICE in these raids. And the Chicago Public Schools are being investigated right now for alleged anti-Semitism, which we all know is the code word for not being sufficiently supportive of Benjamin Netanyahu's assault on Gaza. And hanging in the balance, $3.5 billion in federal grants that go to the city of Chicago every year. And that's a pretty damn big incentive. I mean, this is astonishing, frankly, that this administration is saying you're hiring too many black people and we're going to prosecute you for it. We in this country, I mean, black people control 15% of black people control 15% of the wealth that white people control in the United States, and that's, you know, adjusted for proportion in population. This, of course, is historic. I mean, you know, black people were locked out of, and many brown people as well, locked out of economic opportunity, locked out of job opportunities for centuries. And, you know, government hiring is one of the few places where there has been not just essentially no discrimination in hiring, but arguably some efforts to remediate that situation. I just find this astonishing that the Trump administration's new thing is we're going to look around the country for Democratic elected officials who have hired too many black people, and we're going to try to prosecute them. How can you not acknowledge how insanely racist this policy is of the Trump administration to go after these people? Meanwhile, LaMonica McIver, a black congresswoman, has been charged. This is I don't recall another member of Congress being charged. I mean, yeah, you know, Senator Menendez was just busted for bribery, but that was just good old-fashioned corruption. I mean, his mistake was that he wasn't doing real estate. He was taking gold bars and Mercedes. But LaMonica McIver was at that detention center in New Jersey. I said Maryland earlier, it was in New Jersey. And the interim U.S. attorney for New Jersey is Alina Haba, who is Trump's former lawyer. And then before that, she was the lawyer for parking garages. And she's charging this member of Congress with trespassing. And what is fascinating about this is that, number one, members of Congress have, by law, the right to walk into any federal facility anywhere in the country anytime. They don't even need permission. So, number one, she was in the right, this member of Congress, Congresswoman McIver. Number two, they don't just have that right. That is their job, is to oversee how money appropriated by Congress is being spent. And number three, this is, in my mind, just a clear attempt to intimidate a member of Congress based on politics. And there is an office in the Department of Justice that is supposed to prevent this from happening. And that office has been largely gutted by the Trump administration. And we don't know if this prosecution was run by that office or not. Apparently not, because I think they would have put the kibosh on this. But House Democratic leaders are just beside themselves around this. They're furious. Hakeem Jeffries, the House minority leader, said, and I quote, "The proceeding initiated by the so-called U.S. attorney in New Jersey," by the way, she's acting, she's temporary, "is a blatant attempt by the Trump administration to intimidate Congress and interfere with our ability to serve as a check and balance on an out-of-control executive branch. House Democrats will not be intimidated by the Trump administration. Not today, not ever. But this is what's going on. I mean, this is this is wild stuff. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has let Trump designate 350,000, more or less, Venezuelans who are in the United States with legal permission to be here, to designate them as aliens who must be deported or we must get rid of. I'll tell you about that. A court in Texas, what's going up with this, and also Trump's no taxes on tips has become no health care for restaurant workers. Stay with us. 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years' experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Ever worried about getting coverage of the pre-existing health condition? Well, SelectQuote partners with carriers that provide policies for a variety of health conditions. High blood pressure? No problem. Diabetes? That's fine, too. Even if you have heart disease, SelectQuote partners with carriers that cover those conditions and others. Or if you don't have any major health issues, they work with carriers that can get you same-day coverage with no medical exam required. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. So head over to selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, SelectQuote.com/Tom. Welcome on. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up, before I get to your calls, there's a couple of other stories here that I wanted to cover that I think are pretty important that we all know about. First off, the Supreme Court yesterday ended or allowed the Trump administration to end the temporary protected status that had been given to 348,202 Venezuelans. Under Joe Biden in 2023. Now, this is not all that surprising because, you know, one president does an executive order that does something. In this case, Biden saying these people can stay here, and then the next president can undo it. This is how it works. So it shouldn't be shocking that the Supreme Court went along with this, and it's not, you know, necessarily a sign of the court capitulating to the Trump administration or something like that. But this is a significant action. As Alahan Alahatran, the co-director of the ACLU Immigration Law Center, said, this is the largest single action stripping any group of non-citizens of immigration status in modern U.S. history. And that the Supreme Court authorized it in a two-paragraph order with no reasoning is truly shocking. But, you know, as I said, I don't consider it shocking, but I do think it's tragic. I mean, these people came here legally. They came here with permission. They received temporary protected status. They are fleeing, the horrors. This one TPS holder, Maria Rodriguez, 33, who's lived in Orlando for 5 years with her husband and two kids, including a two-year-old son born in the U.S. as a U.S. citizen, said, "We're defenseless. We're vulnerable. We left Venezuela because we couldn't make ends meet there. There was no work. We have no family left in Venezuela. It's a true drama." This on top of Trump revoking temporary protected status for hundreds of thousands, or thousands anyway, of Afghan citizens who helped us during the Gulf War, who are now going to be deported back to Afghanistan, where they will face almost certain death and torture, and thousands of Cameroonians. And, of course, they went after the Haitians a while ago. So Trump is doing everything he can to deport hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people of color, specifically, while bringing in white people from South Africa and granting them refugee status. I mean, if this isn't a racial dog whistle, I don't know what is. I just, you know, this is just amazing. And meanwhile, down in El Salvador, the government of Mr. Bukele, President Nayib Bukele, has just arrested the top civil rights lawyer in that country. Ruth Lopez is a critic of the president, and she was trying to work with the imprisoned Venezuelan migrants who we deported, and the police just arrested her. They said that back a decade ago when she was working for a city government, she embezzled some money. They have not offered any evidence of that, and she has been disappeared. This is the organization she works with, Cristosal, said neither her family nor her legal team has managed to find out her whereabouts. They said that this is a blatant violation of due process and that it, quote, raises serious concerns about the increasing risks faced by human rights defenders in El Salvador. Bukele, of course, calls himself the world's coolest dictator. And Cristobal said last month, the organization said last month the police officers had entered its headquarters during a press conference to film and photograph the present the premises, as well as members of the media and vehicles belonging to the staff. This was an attempt at intimidation. And then last week, nine international organizations, including Amnesty International, accused the Bukele administration, quote, of adopting an authoritarian pattern in the face of social discontent. They said the Salvadoran government has resorted to excessive use of force, undue militarization, the criminalization of protest, and threats to further restrict civic space. The BBC, by the way, Ms. Lopez, the lawyer who has now been disappeared in El Salvador by the government, was listed as one of the 100 inspiring and influential women around the world identified by the BBC. Incredible. Meanwhile, another federal judge gave Trump a deadline of tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, to facilitate a contact between a different Venezuelan man. This is Widmer Sanguino. He's 24 years old. He's a Venezuelan. This judge out of Texas, Judge Keith Ellison out of Texas, no relation to Minnesota's Keith Ellison, gave the federal government 24 hours to confirm the location of Mr. Sanguinino and 48 hours to, quote, restore and help maintain attorney-client communication. And the Trump administration, of course, is going to appeal this order. Previously, they had ordered the federal government to facilitate the return of Kilmar Garcia, this Maryland father who was wrongly deported. So here we have, you know, another, this is another federal judge saying, Trump, what you and Kristi Noem, who doesn't know what due process is, who doesn't know what habeas corpus is, which is breathtaking. I mean, I never went to law school. I don't think Kristi Noem did either, frankly. I'm pretty sure she's not a lawyer. But I know what habeas corpus is. I would think anybody with any, you know, anybody who's ever taken a high school civics course would know what habeas corpus is. But here we've got multiple courts now trying to hold the Trump administration accountable at the same time that Republicans in the House of Representatives are trying to strip the courts of their ability to use the contempt citation to force the Trump administration to behave right.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is truly amazing. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100
people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Weather is always one of the biggest factors for U.S. farmers during the growing season, and this year is no different. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is here to share his expectations on how the weather will affect our prices throughout the summer.
You know, I truly feel that this summer could bring us a lot of volatility, especially looking at the forecasts that are talking a hotter, drier type summer for the majority of the Corn Belt. And we're really worried about that Western Plains. I know they're getting some nice rain here, but they were at a pretty big deficit overall. And if we turn to the warmer and drier side, which is what the forecast is kind of saying, we're going to see some weather volatility in this market. You know, and with that, that's what we're going to probably get some spike moves. We'll see it all of a sudden, a couple weeks span, boom, we jump up 40, 50, 60 cents. And then we'll fall back right away very quickly if we get a rain here or there.
Heinberg says that with a lot of expected volatility this summer, farmers are going to have to stay on their toes to make sure they make the right decisions. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the midday markets right after this.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Tuesday. The markets are a bit mixed today, with cash corn up 4.25 cents at 4.51¾, and new crop corn up 4 cents at 4.45¾. Cash soybeans are seeing a penny loss at 10.49¾, with new crop soybeans up a half a penny at 10.37½. July wheat is seeing good gains, up 14¾ cents at 5.43¾. Class 3 milk is showing losses today, with June contracts down 33 cents at 18.69 hundredweight, and July contracts down 25 cents at 18.75 hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunshine replaced by the clouds as scattered showers and moderate rainfall moves in. Breezy winds continue to whip us, gusting out of the east around 30 to 40 miles per hour. High temperatures are stuck in the mid-50s, and rain still lingers tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. Whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedom. So join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
We all depend to hand out tax breaks to their billionaire friends. They call it freedom, but the cost of seeing. Trading food for fortunes and hope for a dream. The people's voice grows quiet, the power shifts. Oligarchy rises on the back of their gifts. This is how oligarchy works, robbing the people while the wealthy smirk. It's the art of the deal, but the price is steep. Sell it on democracy while the billionaires reap. We say it's trickle down, but the wells run dry while families struggle. Billionaires fly, Fox News whispers lies to keep us in place.
You know, we use a lot of different words. Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. We use a lot of words, different words to describe what's going on in America right now. Oligarchy. Autocracy, strongman government, authoritarianism, fascism. The one thing that's common to all of these different descriptions of non-democratic systems of governance is that they are all corrupt. This is a really important point that Rachel Maddow made last night, and it cannot be emphasized enough that these guys are, that these people are about being corrupt. And, you know, we just, if nothing else, that's the message that I think really, this is how Zelensky became president of Ukraine. He ran on an anti-corruption campaign. This is how Alexei Navalny almost took down Putin. He started a foundation against corruption in the Russian government. I think that this is the Achilles heel of the Trump administration. I think this is their grand weakness, is their corruption. Their corruption of our courts, their corruption of our legislature, the naked corruption of, you know, cutting billion-dollar hotel deals with the countries that the Trump, you know, that the president is visiting, all these kind of things. This, in my opinion, is their grand weakness. And we need to be, Democrats need to be exploiting it. They need to be speaking about Republican corruption and Trump corruption every single day. So what's on your mind? Mario in Chicago. Hey, Mario, what's up?
Thank you very much, Mrs. Tom. I feel privileged being part of this great audience that you have, such intelligent people they called you. I feel very humbled to be part of them. Tom, a previous caller, he mentioned about blackmail sex. I do agree my whole life that this is happening in the Senate and in the Congress. They've been blackmailed by Russia. I would say so, putting such a beautiful woman in front of them, especially with a bunch of guys with a very, very small hands, and they don't have a way to talk to a woman, because I knew that. I see that. And I think it's a blackmail. And I witnessed one case, and I say 100% all these people, they've been blackmailed by Russia, by Trump, because they are the PP tapes and so on. I do believe that that happened, yeah, and that is why we are where we are.
I get it, Mario. I'm more inclined to think that they're being bribed with cash, but, we can all have our opinions. Thanks for the call. Frida in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Frida, thanks for listening to 92.7 FM. What's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. First of all, I just wanted to thank you so much for your fabulous program. I learn so much from it every day. It's so important, so thank you so much. I have a two-part question concerning that provision that's hidden in the budget bill saying that the federal courts cannot use the contempt order. I guess my first question is just when we call our representatives, what language or how can we easily and simply refer to this so they know what we're asking for? and they're clear, you know, is there a bill number, how to say it? And then the second question is I have a lot of quote unquote Facebook friends, and I just want to post like an article or something and say, hey, read this, educate yourself on this, and act on this now because this is super important.
Right.
So those are my two questions.
Sure. I don't know the bill number. You don't need that. Every member of Congress knows that we're talking about the big, beautiful bill, the tax break bill that's coming through the House right now. I would say there's a provision in this. If I was speaking to a member of Congress, I would say, you know, there's a provision in this bill that strips courts of their ability to use contempt. And, you know, this needs to be removed immediately. That's enough. That's all you need to say. They'll figure it out. They know what you're talking about, generally speaking. I mean, they won't know probably about the contempt provision, but they certainly know what the big, beautiful bill is, or, you know, the big, brutal bill, if you want to use Ro Khanna's language. In terms of an article, I wrote about it this morning at HartmanReport.com. That's free. You get it. You can share it with people. And in my article is a hot link to Professor Chemerinsky's article over at Just Security blog, at the Just Security blog. So those are two options for you. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thanks. Excellent.
Thank you, Frieda. Adele in Villa Park, Illinois. Hey, Adele, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Happy Tuesday in spite of. Tom, ask the same question your previous caller did. That was a perfect sentence, but I missed one word. There's a provision in this bill that strips courts of their ability to what? Contempt?
To use contempt, to use contempt of court.
Okay. And what I've done so far is I'm going to call all 27 states that have Republican governors, and I'm just talking to the person that answers and asking them to I don't know exactly what to ask them. I know what to say about the provision, but I'm thinking I want to ask them, request the Republican governors to speak to the Republican senators. What's my request, if you could be so kind?
Sure. If you're talking to the office of a Republican governor, it would have to be, please let your senators know, or your member of the House, or your members of the House. Okay. My sense of it is that talking to governors, though, is probably not going to be your most productive use of time. I would suggest that you be calling members of the House and Senate, because that's where this is all happening.
Then that's what I'm going to do today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's unlikely that a governor is going to, you know, do something in response to a caller. But legislators are keeping track of this stuff. They are adding it up. Adele, thank you. Thanks for the call, and thanks for listening to WCPT. Andrew in San Francisco. Hey, Andrew, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Speaker Pelosi. Hi, Tom. I wanted to James Comey and this 8647. Mm-hmm. I have a kind of a conspiracy theory about what's going on here. Now, if you look at this this 8647, of course, the White House came out, oh, he's a criminal being investigated, blah, blah, blah. He's calling for the murder of the president and all that. But he's getting himself on all these news shows pushing a book. I don't know if you listen to the whole
thing,
but he's pushing a book.
Okay. So this is the best thing that could have happened to him, this publicity.
Exactly. Now, the other part of it that kind of reinforces all of this is that he is quite impactful going back to Hillary's emails.
Yeah, he was
in that election.
Yeah, there's a broad consensus, at least among Democrats, that if Comey had not reopened that investigation, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks before the election, that Clinton would have become elected in 2016.
Okay, in that case, Trump ended up firing him, I guess, over the Russia conspiracy thing, which was just a way to quiet the thing that, well, maybe he was in cahoots with Trump. In the email, it's a cover story. It's to fire him.
Yeah,
now, fine.
I think
two
Comey
things
made
are
a
happening.
Mistake here. I mean, you know, yes, he's a lifelong Republican. Maybe he intended to screw Hillary Clinton. My sense of it at the time was that it was just a mistake.
These two things look so, you know, oh, well, forget it. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
I get your point. Andrew, thank you for the call. And thanks for watching us there on Free Speech TV. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. 202-808-9925 is our number, and I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with your call.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer.
If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, I can get you up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's getnativepath.com/Tom. Supplies are limited. Demand is urgent. Getnativepath.com/Tom.
Heads held high on private jets. They touch the sky. Big oil CEOs, their profits swell. While Earth descends into a fiery hell, their hands hold fortunes, their hearts hold lies, ignoring the flux, the smoke-filled skies. They knew the risks, they knew the score, yet chose the profits and waged this war. The climate killer CEOs, with every deal the damage grows. They poison seas, they scorch the land, and left destruction in their hands. Was clear, they turned away, and now the world begins to pay. They heard
51 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Bob in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Hey, Bob, what's up? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Hey, Tom. I hear a lot about people saying that Trump can do whatever he wants, like he can ignore the federal courts, he can ignore the Supreme Court, and there doesn't seem to be anything anybody can do about it because, the Department of Justice is pretty much his administration. I don't know why a federal judge or a Supreme Court can't disbar Pam Bondi or White House attorneys or somebody, that's supposed to be taking action. And that's my question. I don't know if you know.
I'm not an attorney. I don't know how the disbarment process works. I don't know if it's done by courts or by the Bar Association, which oversees the certification of attorneys.
Well, it would be Pam Bondi's job to move forward with a direct order from the courts. And if she's just ignoring it and stalling, it seems to me that she could be disbarred for that.
Yeah, I saw there was an op-ed. There was an op-ed. I think it was on Daily Kos a couple of days ago. I might be wrong. It might have been over on Ross Story. That was, some op-ed writer calling, and might have even been Dean Obidala, calling for Pam Bondi's law license to be pulled, which essentially is what you're talking about here, Bob. And I get it. I don't think that would prevent her from doing her job as Attorney General. I don't think that you have to have a law license.
There doesn't seem to be any consequences. So what else can you do other than something drastic like that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, what you can do over the short term is push back in every way possible. I mean, there's legal challenges, there's legislative challenges, there's the media. Lots and lots of opportunities to be speaking out on these things. But yeah, it's a tough one. There's an interesting conversation over on Daily Kos. I posted my op-ed there today, and people are like, well, if you can't have contempt of court unless there's a bond, why don't courts just start routinely setting bond at $1? And yeah, that would be a workaround for the future. But basically what this provision would do is it would end all of the court orders up until this point, and any going forward that aren't done in that way. So it could be a real mess. Bob, thanks for the call. Steve in Northeast Illinois. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I was just wondering if, say, Democrats get power back and passing a law or to enable the courts to enforce their rulings independent of the attorney general, a carve out of an existing law, an existing, you know, like U.S. Marshals or something like that, have a special unit designated to enforcing the court's rulings.
Well, that's the executive branch's job. I mean, you know, the Article 2 says that the president shall make sure that the laws are faithfully executed. That's the exact language. And the laws are defined by the courts. So, you know, the executive branch is the one responsible for that. The executive branch also controls the U.S. Marshals Service, which is what the courts typically use to enforce things, the federal courts anyway, use to enforce things like contempt proceedings. So...
Well, I'm speaking just of a special unit, you know...
Yeah.
Somehow to be able to, you know, in these cases, I mean, what are you going to do? The attorney general's not enforcing the law, so.
Right.
I don't know.
I think it's a safe bet that something like that would not pass through a Republican-controlled legislature. That, you know, that's a conversation to have 3 years from now if Democrats can take back the White House, the House, and the Senate, which I think there's a good chance of. Assuming that we're still having, you know, legal and fair elections. ChatGPT now, if you ask it, is America still a democracy? At least according to a post over on Democratic Underground this morning, says, no, America is no longer a democracy. It's basically a corporate-run autocracy or oligarchy. And this is what, you know, this is what Jimmy Carter said on this program 7-8 years ago, that America is now an oligarchy, you know, with because of Citizens United, with basically unlimited political bribery. So, yeah, Steve, I get it. I don't think that there's any easy answer here other than, you know, continuing to fight this thing in the courts and continuing to try to wake up the legislature and the American people. I mean, people like Ro Khanna doing these town halls all over the country. This is good and important stuff. So, Steve, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. On the other side of this break, Trump tries to BS Americans about his phone conversation with Putin. But Russia isn't going along with it. Yeah, and FEMA is AWOL in tornado-ravaged cities. That and your calls at 202-808-9925. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's Free Prints or freeprints.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The fourth inmate who escaped from a New Orleans jail Friday was captured Monday. 10 in all broke out of that jail. Three are also in custody, and authorities have also arrested a maintenance worker at the jail, accused of allegedly shutting off the water to the toilet to help the inmates escape. ABC's Faith Abube is in New Orleans.
Now, according to investigators right now, what they're saying is during that internal investigation over the last several days, they interviewed all the employees, and Sterling Williams allegedly told them that the inmates on Friday asked him to turn off the water to the toilet, which they moved out of the way and crawled through a hole behind it.
Three U.S. officials confirming that President Trump will announce the initial plans for the Golden Dome missile defense plan at the White House today. That system would help defend against ICBMs and hypersonic capabilities. Mortgage rates on the rise again, the average rate for a 30-year home loan topping 7%. This is ABC News.
You can always